You know, it's funny how technology can kind of catch you off guard sometimes. Like just the other day, I'm asking my smart speaker, for the weather. And for a split second, I swear it felt like I was talking to an actual person. It
Oh.
was the weirdest thing, almost like this AI was closer to being, real than I'd ever felt it before. And that kind of got me thinking about today's deep dive.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be diving into this Japanese podcast. It's called S5-200-2020-4108.
Okay.
And they're tackling this whole idea of how AI could, change how we think about something most of us don't even like to talk about. Death.
Yeah, and this isn't some like far off future thing, right? This podcast host, Wada, he's dealing with a very real, very now issue in Japan, an aging population,
Right.
which is putting a huge strain on their funeral industry.
Yeah, and he actually uses this phrase that really, it stopped me in my tracks. Funeral refugees.
Wow.
It sounds crazy,
It
right?
sounds unbelievable. But Wada, he paints this picture of funeral homes being totally swamped, I mean, overwhelmed with more people dying than they can handle.
Wow.
It's like death is moving faster than their ability to deal with it.
So, okay, let's unpack that for a second. You have this huge cultural shift. People are living longer, which means, of course, more deaths, right? But then it also sounds like talking about death is still like a taboo subject. Even with what Wada's describing, like he mentions these living funerals where people plan their own funerals in advance, it's a thing, but not many people are doing it. Why do you think that is?
It's that that age-old human thing, right? Our own mortality. Thinking about our own death is hard enough, let alone planning for it. But like Wada points out, avoiding that conversation, it just leads to more stress and more uncertainty for everyone else.
Yeah. So where does AI even fit into this whole thing?
Well, Wada seems to see AI as maybe like a tool
Okay.
for dealing with this sensitivity, you
All right.
know. He talks about Google's Notebook LM, which is interesting because it's not just about like storing information, it's about potentially being able to mimic a person's personality even after they're gone.
Hold on. Mimic their personality. That sounds like something out of, science fiction. Tell me more about that.
It does, doesn't it? But think about it. Like, imagine having an AI and it can answer questions about your mom or dad or whoever, and it's in their voice, sharing stories just like they would have told them.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, that's a little spooky, but I get it. I mean, I can see how it could be a good thing for people, especially if it helps with, grief and loss and all that.
And Wada touches on that. Like maybe AI could take away some of that pressure of having those tough conversations with, your family about all this. Like imagine being able to just, I don't know, work through your own feelings about things, maybe even face some of those fears before having to sit down with your loved ones.
Yeah, like a digital sounding board almost.
Kinda, yeah. But Wada, he also talks about needing, he calls it digital empathy.
Oh, interesting.
It's not just about an AI spitting out facts or whatever. It's got to be able to, I don't know, actually respond to like the emotional needs of the people who are still here.
Yeah, I see what you mean. But isn't there a risk of like relying on technology too much in these situations? I mean, nothing can replace actually talking to another person.
And Wada, he wrestles with that too. He gets it that face to face is important. You can't replace human connection. But he seems to be saying that maybe, just maybe, AI can make those conversations a little easier to have, you know?
Yeah, less intimidating.
Exactly. And it makes you think about the bigger picture, right? Digital legacy. Like, what does it even mean now to leave something behind online?
It's definitely not just photo albums anymore. It's like emails and social media and all your online accounts. It's kind of overwhelming if you really think about it.
And that goes back to what Wada was saying about like the difference between saving your stuff versus saving your memories. We're drowning in data, you know? So how do you decide what to keep, what to toss? And who gets to decide that, not just for you, but for, for everyone when they're gone?
It's like we're curating our life story, but there's like a million pieces. And then you throw AI into the mix, and who knows? Those pieces can be like what rearranged, reinterpreted in ways we can't even imagine right now.
And that brings up a whole other level of stuff, the like philosophical and ethical stuff. Can an algorithm ever really understand a person?
Right.
And is it okay to create this like digital ghost that could be floating around for who knows how
I
long?
mean, it's a lot, right? Because on the one hand, being able to hold on to those memories to still have that connection after someone's gone, that's powerful. But who gets to control that? The family or the company that makes the AI? I mean, where do we even start drawing those lines?
That's the million-dollar question. But I think WADA offers up a good place to start. He says, start small, like just pick out your ideal memorial photo.
That's interesting. I mean, it seems almost too simple, but I think I see where he's going with that.
Yeah, it's not really about the picture. It's like, what does that photo represent? What's the story there? It's about like you deciding how you want to be remembered.
I like that. That's manageable. Something you can do right now. You don't need any special software or anything. Just a little introspection and maybe conversation with someone you trust. You
know? Yeah.
It's weird, right? We spend so much time on how we look online, making sure everything's perfect, you know? But we rarely actually think about what happens to all that when we're gone.
It's like this digital, I don't know, after image or something. And it just keeps getting bigger. But WADA, he's saying we shouldn't be afraid of it, you know? We should use it, take control.
Right, like picking that memorial photo.
Yeah.
One little thing that can lead to like really important conversations.
Exactly.
And speaking of, I love that he doesn't just dump these big questions on us and then like disappear. Mm-hmm. He actually gives some advice for people who are maybe feeling a little overwhelmed by all this.
Right. He's all about starting small, like maybe figuring out what you want to happen to your social media, your online photos, that kind of thing. Just those first steps.
Yeah, just dipping your toe in the water, not diving in head first, right?
Exactly.
So maybe start by thinking, okay, what do I not want out there anymore? What needs to be deleted or maybe even like memorialized, you know?
Yeah, and if you want to go further, there's like actual help for that now. Websites, apps, you name it. There are even people whose whole job is helping with these decisions.
Wow. We'll be sure to put some links to those in the show notes.
Definitely.
It's crazy that this is even a thing we're talking about. You know, a few years ago, this would have been like straight out of a movie.
It really shows you how fast things are changing. Not just how we live, but how we die, too.
So next time you're, I don't know, uploading a picture or whatever, ask yourself, if there was an AI and it could tell your great-grandkids just one story about you, what would it be?
Let that be your starting point, whether it's a conversation, a journal entry, whatever. Because the stories we tell online, they can last a lot longer than we do.
That's something to think about. Until next time.